This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories. Solaris by Emma Scoble. Cybele 2, audio log recording. Day 4, hour 1438. Control, this is Kenneth Sampson performing post-flight audio checks. Commander Cromwell and crew Finley, Janus, Lupins, and Sampson have disembarked from Cybele 2 to the docking hangar aboard Solaris Station. Commander, reports of a Class B storm heading towards the station.
Keep me updated. All right, we're going to start from the reactor bay and sweep back around. I'm going to try and get some power on in here. Finley, you're with me. Everyone else, spread out. I want every module searched. Keep communication channels open at all times. And keep your visors on, people.
Cybele 2, audio log recording. Day 4, hour 1459. We're currently entering the habitation module. Personal effects of Cybele are visible within living quarters.
Looks like they were just here. Hang on, what's that?
Control, there's a panel removed from the wall of this common area. Looks like someone's tried to access the wire. Oh my god!
Control, this is Chief Medical Officer Omar Janus. By the habitation module escape pod, there are traces of blood. I've collected a sample for further testing.
The pod's been jettisoned! Get Cromwell down here! Oh!
Are you all right?
Help me up, would you? What was that?
I think that's the storm Finley mentioned. Turbulence is probably the worst we'll get this far out, but comms will be down for the next few minutes.
Fine. We'll go to them. Cybele 2, audio log recording. Day 4, hour 1503. What happened? Sampson, are you recording? We're rolling. I don't know. We came into the reactor bay and found the body.
Commander Taro?
Taro, yeah. And we tried to get in contact with you guys, but the solar storm had knocked out comms for a few minutes. That's when the turbulence came, and I fell over. And so did Commander Cromwell. We both got up. We were fine. But he had a rip in his sleeve, so I went to get some tape to patch it up. But as soon as I got back, he was... It's okay, Aurora. Breathe. He was just lying there. I tried to shock him, but...
You did everything you could.
Command, this is Commander Danica Lupins. Former Commander Marvin Cromwell is deceased. Cause of death unknown. We have also found the body of Cybele Commander James Taro, cause of death unknown. I'm taking control of the mission. Janus, see if you can set up in the medical bay. Find out what happened. There's something you should know. We found traces of blood in the habitation module, and their escape pod was jettisoned. The pod in docking is gone too. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Janus, medical bay. Finley? Hello? Sorry,
yes?
Finley, why don't you grab some MRE from the shuttle? I'm going to check out the habitation module. Sampson, show me where you found the blood. Cybele 2, audio log recording. Day 4, hour 1532. It looks like someone was desperate to get out of here. Couldn't they have used the shuttle? No. The Cybele shuttle left after docking. It's weird, though. No destination was programmed. Hey, check this out. Crew logs. Can you get it to play? Give me a second. Cybele video log. Chase A. Day 8, hour 8:16. This is the video log of Pilot Avery Chase, Cybele Mission Day 4. I'm scheduled for a spacewalk in
3 days from now. My first, actually. I'm currently isolating in quarters. And we're out of cough medicine. Great. For now, there's not much I can do other than wait. I guess I'll just talk to you for now.
Cybele video log. Chase A, day 10, hour 8:24.
I'm getting an updated medical scan in a few minutes. If I'm approved, well, then I'll be able to go out. I'm currently studying the potential energy in solar flares, and there's one coming in about 18 hours. It's supposed to be spectacular. Oh, here comes Commander Taro now.
Cybele video log. Chase A. Day 11, hour 2:40.
Sorry I haven't updated in a while. I was cleared yesterday, and it's been a whirlwind scene since then. Oh, it's nearly time. Wish me luck.
Cybele video log. Chase A. Day 11, hour 4:14.
This is Commander Taro. Pilot Avery Chase died at 0400 hours this morning after performing her first spacewalk. She collapsed about 10 minutes after returning. She is currently being examined for cause of death.
Cybele 2, audio recording, day 4, hour 1540.
Did you get that? I've been recording the whole time. Do you think Cromwell's death could be related? The timelines match up.
I don't know yet. Send that to Janus, and in the meantime, see if you can find the other crew logs. Janus, come in. We're sending a video file I think you should take a look at.
Roger that.
None of the data's been used on the other two cameras. We could take a look at the commander's log. He might have more information on the cause of Chase's death.
The commander's quarters are near the docking bay.
Cybele 2, audio recording, day 4, hour 1545.
There's the camcorder.
Grab the chip. We should get back to Janus and Finlay.
What's that around the corner?
Looks like a food packet.
Oh my god.
Janus, come in. Samson, recording on. Engineer Aurora Finlay is deceased. Looks like she was on her way back. Did anyone hear from her when she went for lunch?
Don't touch the food. You both need to get back down to the medical bay. Now.
Cybele 2, audio recording. Day 4, hour 1548.
Janus, whatever you're going to say, tell us on the way. We're getting off this station now.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Well, I'm not losing another member of this crew. From now on, no one leaves my sight. We're all going to hold hands if that's what it takes. Janus, open the door.
I'm afraid not all of us are going.
What are you talking about? Open the door.
I can't.
Of course you can.
These readings from Commander Cromwell, they align with the sample I collected from the pod.
Janus, cut to the chase.
I would put Finley's time of death at around 1510, 10 minutes after she attempted to resuscitate Cromwell.
Not to be insensitive, but so?
During the solar wave we experienced, Commander Cromwell fell and ripped a tiny portion of his suit. I suspect he may have come in contact with Taro. And now, I've been in here, testing blood samples without proper equipment, because the whole station's offline and the bloody biosuits won't power up. If my timer's correct, I suspect I have about 5 minutes left.
Omar, what are you talking about?
What was Chase's primary mission?
She was collecting data on solar storms.
she would have been exposed to radiation.
That level of radiation isn't lethal. She would have had lead lining, magnetospheric shields. Even if she was harmed in the storm, radiation sickness takes days to develop symptoms. Chase was killed almost instantly.
We also know this blood has traces of both radiation and a virus.
Yeah, she had a cold. Surely it didn't weaken her that much.
Ah, but this isn't her blood.
Whose blood is it?
This matches the record DNA of Commander Taro.
What are you saying?
It's an enclosed environment. It's near impossible to avoid contact with anyone.
So, the escape pods?
Commander Taro did what needed to be done. If the blood is any indication, I suspect in the struggle he tore his suit and eventually went the same way. Time's up. I feel fine, actually.
Chief Medical Officer Omar Janus, deceased. Samson, fall back to the shuttle. We're leaving now. Cybel Video Log, Taro J, Day 12, Hour 2319.
This is Commander Taro. An infected crew member attempted to escape to Earth. And in the commotion, my suit was torn open. They are since deceased and rerouted to some moon somewhere. As for me, well, I've got about 2 minutes. I'm going to see if I can make it to the reactor bay window. I think there's an eclipse happening tonight. The solar storm knocked out power, so I don't know if this message is going to make it. If this does reach control, I beg you, don't send anyone. I repeat, there are no life forms on Solaris.
End of recording. Emma Scoble is a young author from Ontario, Canada. She can be found watching anything sci-fi and deleting two words for every word she types.
Hey guys, I hope you liked that story. It's the first time I've really tried to do something that's purely dialogue. Bit of an experiment. I hope you were able to follow all the character voices. If you're on YouTube, be sure to let me know what you thought of this kind of style. It's kind of closer to an audio drama than a short story when I do it like this. Either way, I want to thank Emma Scoble for this short story. I thought it was really cool. And I jumped at the chance to try something new. So, if you guys liked it, be sure to leave a thumbs up and a comment if you're on YouTube. Or if you're listening to the podcast, just be sure to subscribe for more brand new short stories. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.